welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Huskies. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, it's the Jay County Lady Patriots and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for Put Me In Sports since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention first game is completed. They played a three-quarter ball game. They didn't play the fourth quarter. They're here at Hamilton Heights. Jay County Lady Patriots makes their way over. Probably about an hour trip. Hamilton Heights made the trip last year, about this same time of the season. And we're going to mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk first about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's going to be the Jay County Lady Patriots. Their school was founded in 1975. We'll mention they have a school enrollment of 879. Their class 3A, sectional 24. They'll be in the same sectional as Hamilton Heights. This year's sectional is going to take place at Yorktown High School. There are seven teams in the Yorktown sectional, and they are Hamilton Heights, Yorktown, Jay County, Delta, Centerville, Newcastle, Frankton. The principal at Jay County High School is Mr. Chad Dodd. The assistant principal, also the athletic director, is Mr. Steve Boozer. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That's Mrs. Christy Pryor. We'll also mention Jay County High School. They are located at 2072 at Indiana State Road 67. They're in Portland, Indiana, 47371. You can dial them up by telephone at 260-726-9306. On the web at jcpatriotsathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They perform in the Allen County Conference. There are seven teams in the Allen County Conference. And their conference is Bluffton, Jay County, Woodland, Adams Central, Heritage, South Adams, and Southern Wells. We'll mention the Lady Patriots on the season. They're one win, no losses. They defeated Fort Wayne South. That was on Tuesday evening, the 7th, 60-35. The head coach, she's working in year number one at Jay County High School. That's Coach Sherry McIntyre. One win, no losses. First year, we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Jay County. Going to happen Tuesday. That's just Tuesday, November 14th. It'll be Oak Hill. Lady Golden Eagles will travel to Jay County. You battle with the Lady Patriots. That'll be at 6 o'clock. JV and at 7:30 for the varsity. Now we'll talk a little bit about Allen County Conference game night. Game night tonight, we'll also mention last night. Ball game and Allen County Conference. It was Belmont. They traveled to Woodland. Woodland got the win last night, 43-38. Today's ball game, Saturday, November 11th, there are six games on the agenda. One of the games is already concluded. I do not have the result. That's the 2:30 contest, East Noble at Bluffton. We'll mention also tonight, 7:30 starts for the next five. Blackford is at South Adams tonight. Eastbrook is at Southern Wells. Fremont is at Adams Central. Woodland is at Garrett. And Jay County Lady Patriots are right here with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're just breaking up their meeting here with the officials. Girls trade knuckles with one another. Go back shooting some shots at their leisure. 9:17 on the game clock. It's a pregame clock, and we'll talk a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School has a school enrollment of 731. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24, 7 games in their sectional. They're going to happen at Yorktown, as you know. And we'll mention those names again. We'll talk about their mascot. The 7 teams are Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, Yorktown, Lady Tigers, Jay County, Lady Patriots, Delta, Lady Eagles, Centerville, Lady Bulldogs, Newcastle, Lady Trojans, and the Frankton Lady Eagles. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Mr. Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They were the colors orange, white, and brown. If you didn't know about that color orange, Hamilton Heights used to go with cream, brown, and white back in the day. Mr. Dean Small. Dean Small used to coach the Husky boys team. That was a little while back. But Dean Small thought that Hamilton Heights needed a vibrant collar. Needed to add a vibrant collar. And Dean Small selected orange. And that's how we got orange at Hamilton Heights. We'll also mention they're in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, there are 9 teams this season in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton. In the West Division, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, Central Catholic, Lafayette Central Catholic, West Lafayette, and Benton Central. We'll mention the Huskies are currently 3 wins, 1 loss on the season. They're 0-0 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Their first Hoosier Conference game is going to happen 7:30 at Northwestern. That'll be on December 5th. I'd like to say a big hello. I'd like to say hello to a grandpa. Grandpa, he's listening in Florida. That's Mr. George Pankel. George Pankel, we thank you for listening. He's listening from Hollywood Beach, Florida. And he's watching because his granddaughter is going to play tonight. That's Kennedy Cherry. If you look on Max Preps, you'll find out that's Kennedy McLean Cherry. And we thank you for listening. Very kind gentleman, George Pankel. Grandpa listening in Florida. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Their head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. 122 wins, 55 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies after tonight is also going to be on Tuesday, November the 14th. That's coming up. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to Gary Catholic to battle with the Lady Golden Eagles. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity start. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference game night. Games happening last night. We'll talk about last night, Friday the 10th of November. There were 3 games. Hamilton Heights traveled to Noblesville. Noblesville got the win, 55-38. The Seager Patriots, they traveled to Benton Central last night. Benton Central got the win, 74-26. And here's an overcast shot right here. We'll mention Western traveled to Frankfort last night. It was a decisive win. Western got the win 80-9. We'll mention today's ball game, Saturday, November 11th. 8 games on the agenda. We'll mention a 12 noon start today. It was Delphi at Twin Lakes. I do not have the final. As you know, Twin Lakes went to the final game of, I should say, the semi-state. They were defeated at last year up here at LaPorte. Fairfield, the eventual state champion, dethroned Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes had a non-blemished record before Fairfield got the win. And we'll also mention Benton Central. Tonight, they're at Clinton Prairie, 7:30. The rest of them are 7:30 starts. Jay County, Lady Patriots here at Hamilton Heights, doing battle with the Lady Huskies. And also Knox. Knox is at Rensselaer Central tonight. Lafayette Central Catholic is at Western. That may be a good one. Northwestern is at Tippecanoe Valley today, or I should say 7:30. Tipton is at Park Tudor today, 7:30 start, and another 7:30 start in West Lafayette. Lady Red Devils are at Kokomo. Kokomo, as you know, their head coach is Haley Cook Peckinpah. So Haley Cook, she went to school here. She's the head coach at Kokomo. Her husband is the voice coach. So going to go back last year, you can hear an interview with Haley Cook. You can go back to last season's basketball schedule. That's Tipton and Hamilton Heights. If you look for it, you'll see Kokomo did battle with Tipton in halftime of the varsity game. I spoke with Haley Cook. It was a good interview. So we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit else that's going on today in the ballgame. First, we'll talk about last night. Last night, I wanted to mention current Indiana High School girls basketball stat leaders. We talked about number one in the state last night. Tonight, we'll hope to cover the other four. We'll let you know the next three are juniors. The leader in the state, she's a senior. That's Ava Zielkowski. She's from Crown Point, 33.7 points per game average. 2:15 on the pregame clock. I want to go ahead and get this mention. I like football. You know I do. I like basketball. But I wanted to mention, last night, Coach Larry Bud Wright captured the win over North Decatur, the Chargers head coach Steve Stern. Last year, they played in the regional also. It worked out the opposite way. So North Decatur got the win last year, 29-14. Bud Wright got the win last night over North Decatur, 24-20. And I'll mention next week on a Friday, next week the 17th, at 7 o'clock, semi-state football. If you want to travel to Sheridan Blackhawk country, you can watch the game. It's going to be Lutheran. That's Indianapolis Lutheran. And I will mention Lutheran football. They've got a 40-game win streak intact. And I'll also mention the record in the state of Indiana is 48 games. That record is held by Lafayette Central Catholic, and that included three state titles amongst those 48 wins. And Lutheran had two among their 40 wins so far. If you want to go back, a gentleman told me that 48-game win streak by Central Catholic was a national record until a team out of Pennsylvania, they had 56 wins. So they broke the record. Records are made to be broken. And we'll also mention Coach Larry Bud Wright has 9 state titles under his belt. Coach Larry Bud Wright working in year number 59, coaching 58 years at Sheridan High School. And I'll also mention that the last 3 state titles Coach Larry Bud Wright got was in 05, 06, and 07. And in 08, they were in the championship game. Then also, they were defeated by Ritter. 34-27, I was at that game, and I'll mention all 4 years, Mr. Nick Zachary was the quarterback. He also did the punting, and he did the kicking, and he also took out the trash. I say, what, that guy, what an athlete. After his senior year, he was selected as runner-up Mr. Football. Mr. Football came out of Carmel. He was a quarterback. That's about it. But Nick Zachary did everything. I was pretty disappointed when he didn't get the win. But he happened to be in second place. And I'm going to address the crowd right now. Talking it over right now. Hand clap, and the hand clap is definitely for Veterans Day. Veterans Day, I said, what, they're going to present the collars out on the court right now. 4 gentlemen, and I'm very thankful for our veterans. They went before us, made a path that we could walk. But I say, what, that path that they made was a wide path, and we are very thankful. for our veterans. I make you choke up. But I'm a very kind gentleman, state of Indiana, and in our nation. And what a way to go. And we're going to be asked to stand, put our hands over our hearts. And they're going to address the crowd, and we're going to bow our heads. And we'll be mindful of where we are and how we got here. And I'm very thankful. And we're going to set this down. And we'll be back.
In honor of another veteran, we're about to have our Kansas High School Pack present our national anthem.
That is the national anthem performed by the Hamilton Heights Band. They are to my left. They've got percussion. They've got flag girls, and they sound wonderful. Hamilton Heights High School Band. And I will mention both teams have gone into the locker rooms. 5 minutes on the pregame clock. It is stationary. And we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening tonight. First, we'll talk about the Class 3A rankings. I mentioned that because both teams here tonight are in the top 18 rankings. They're actually in the top 8. We mentioned these last night. We'll mention them again. They are worthy. We'll talk about November the 6th. That was Tuesday night. I think that was Monday. Monday night, they recabulated coaches' poll, and here's what they came up with. Class 3A girls basketball high school rankings. Class 3A at number one, it's Indian Creek. Indian Creek were also at number one a week ago in the preseason poll. They are currently 2-0 on the season. At number two, the Hoosier Conference member, that's Twin Lakes, Lady Indians. They bumped up one spot from last week. They went from 3-2. They're currently 2-0. They may be 3-0. They got a game that we didn't get to the final four here today. We'll mention number three, that's Norwell. Norwell dropped a spot since last week of preseason from number two to number three. At number four, they stayed the same from last week. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies at number four. They're 3-1. They fell last night. They are 3-1. We'll mention at number five, Evansville Memorial. Evansville Memorial, they stayed the same since last week. And they are yet to play a game. At number six, it's Gibson Southern. That's way down there. I made that travel one time to watch Chittard prior to watching the Huskies in the final game at Lucas Oil with Chittard. Gibson Southern, they bumped up four spots from last week. They went from number 10 to number six. And we'll mention at number seven, it's Corydon Central. Corydon Central, they stayed the same. They're still at number seven. They're 1-0. Number eight is Jay County. Jay County, the Lady Patriots, they bumped up one spot from number nine to number eight from last week's preseason poll. They're currently 1-win, no losses. At number nine, that's another Hoosier Conference member. That's West Lafayette, the Red Devils. Lady Red Devils, I should say. They dropped three spots since the preseason poll a week ago. They went from number six to number nine. They are 2-2. Number 10, that's Greensburg. Greensburg, I believe that's the Pirates, the Lady Pirates. They bumped up one from last week. They went from 11 to number 10. They're 2-0. At number 11 is Fairfield. Fairfield, as you know, I mentioned it a while ago, just during this broadcast, they went against Twin Lakes Lady Indians at LaPorte last year. That was in the semi-state, and Fairfield got the win, and then they got the major win the next week at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They won it all, Class 3A. So we'll mention Fairfield. They did drop three spots since last week. They went from number 8 to the number 11. They're 3-0. At number 12, another Hoosier Conference foe, that's Benton Central. They are the Bison. David Baxter is their coach. David Baxter, I really enjoy that guy. That guy gave me stats one time for a game, and then two games after that. Pretty quality guy, David Baxter, in 13 years of coaching girls basketball at Benton Central. He's never lost more than 7 games in a season. That's tremendous. Benton Central, they bumped up three spots. They went from 15 to number 12 this week. At number 13, another Hoosier Conference foe, that's the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. They bumped up 4 spots from last week. They went from 17 to number 13. They're 3-0. At number 14 is Belmont. Belmont, the Lady Braves. They host a lot of regional competition over there at Belmont. A lot of the girls listening, maybe in the audience, would know that. And but we'll also mention Belmont. They dropped 2 spots since last week. We went from 12 to 14. And we'll also mention at number 15, Mishawaka Marion. Mishawaka Marion, they bumped up 1 since last week. They went from 16 to number 15. And Mishawaka Marion yet to win a game. At number 16, that's another Hoosier Conference East Division matchup for the Huskies. We'll mention Western. Western, they bumped up 2 spots from last week. They went from 18 to 16, and they're 1-0. I think they got another win that we'll mention. Also, at number 17, last two that I'll mention, those teams are tied at 17. The first team is the Northwestern Lady Tigers. That's another Hoosier Conference member. They dropped 4 spots since the preseason poll. They're currently at number 17. They were 13 a week ago. They're currently no wins, 3 losses. And tied there at 17 with Northwestern is Scottsburg. Scottsburg dropped 3 spots on the poll. It started 14 last week. They're 17 this week. They're 2-1. Scottsburg was defeated by Jennings County, first game of the season. As you know, Hamilton Heights traveled to Jennings County, went 2 games. Last Saturday, they played the noon ball game, defeated Charlestown. That was a different type of game. It was a 27-25 matchup. Hamilton Heights got the win. Then at 6 o'clock in the final game, Hamilton Heights went against the home team, Class 4A, Sectional 15, Jennings County. And Hamilton Heights got the win, 54-46. So the clock's going to roll out. We're getting ready to meet our starting lineups. 9 seconds. Clock going to roll down. 3 officials on the surface. 3 officials. I tell you what, you look at their hair and you see that it's got some white in it. Back in the day, I was told that those officials that have white in their hair, they are veterans. And that's well said. I got a little gray in my hair, but I'm not going to color it. Got my hair cut this past Friday over at Sherry Perky's, and we were talking about that, but I'm not going to dye my hair. But anyway, clock is emptied out. We're getting ready to meet the starting lineups. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll talk about Jay County, the Lady Patriots. They'll start like this. Wearing number 5, 6-foot senior. She averages, I should say, she's got 15 points versus Fort Wayne South. That's Molly Mullenkamp. Molly Mullenkamp, I'll go and get this out of the way, but John Mellencamp. Sounds a lot like Mullenkamp. John Mellencamp, he's going to go on tour. He'll be on tour in the month of February. It'll be February 22nd. He'll be at Emmons Auditorium right there in Muncie. If you like John Cougar, Get your tickets now. I think they start at $77 per ticket, and they go up from there. Second in the lineup for Jay County, wearing number 10, 5'8" senior. She averages, I should say, she got 5 points versus Fort Wayne South. That's Sophie Saxman. I remember her from a year ago. She averaged, I should say, she got rebounding in that first game. 9 rebounds secured by Sophie Saxman. She also got 6 assists in the ball game. All right, number 12, third in the lineup. She's a 5'8" freshman. She did have a sister that graduated a year ago. Same last name. You'll recognize this. She got 20 points. 20 points in the first game versus Fort Wayne South. That is Hallie Schweiderman. I should take that back. Hallie Schweiderman. That's it. Hallie Schweiderman. And she'll be third in the lineup. She'll wear number 12, 4-20 versus Fort Wayne South. And wearing number 24 for Jay County. She's 6 feet tall. She's a senior. She got 4 points in the first game. That's Bella Gibbs. And wearing number 32, final girl in the lineup for Jay County tonight, 5'9" senior. She gets 8 points. She got 8 points for Fort Wayne South. That's Brianna Dirksen. Head coach for the Jay County Lady Patriots is Coach Sherry McIntyre. And now we'll mention starting lineup for the Lady Huskies. Wearing number 2, 5'6" senior, averaging 7.7. She got 2 points, I should say 3 points last night in versus Noblesville. That's Ella Hickok. She got 5 assists last night. She averages 5 assists on the season. Wearing number 3 for the Lady Huskies, 5'6" junior, 9.7 average per game. That's Katie Brown. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'10" senior, 23-point average per game. She got 26 last night versus Noblesville. That's Cameron Runner. Wearing number 24 for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" senior. She averages 3.3 a game. Hadley Cherry. She got 5 rebounds last night. And we'll also mention Cassie Shakel. She'll wear number 23, 5'7" senior. She got 2 points average. She will start in the ball game. Cassie Shakel will jump it up. Cameron Runner going to jump it up against Bella Denton. Tip is going to be controlled in the front court by the Lady Patriots. They'll go quick off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Lady Patriots take a 2-0 advantage. Credit the bucket, Brianna Dirksen. 7:47. Quick bucket right there from Jay County. Ball's in the front court. Cameron Runner should kick it back out. 3-point shot. Katie Brown short off the mark. When you go, rebound Jay County. Crossing the timeline, going coast to coast, lost the handle. Going to give it up. Going to be a foul whistle. Bringing it from the backcourt after the rebound was 32. Brianna Dirksen, first foul in the ballgame, is going to be whistled against Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok has one. Going to be tossed in front court on the dribble near the center circle. Stationary dribble at 32, Brianna Dirksen. She goes left side, going baseline, kick it back out. That's 24, Bella Denton. Back out top with the basketball. Molly Mullenkamp wears number 5. She'll dribble in. High dribble. Goes above her hand, trying to bring it back down. Going to be a traveling violation. 7:15 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner. Getting some instructions from the bench right there is Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline and a walk pick. They'll work at right side. Hadley Cherry. Cross court skip pass. Cameron Runner. On the dribble. Ella Hickok. She'll go corner with it. Hadley Cherry drives the baseline. Kicks it back the other way. 2-point shot good. Cassie Shakel from about 15 feet on the baseline. Tie ball game at 2. 6:47 on the game clock. Cameron Runner playing guard. Guarding the basketball from one end to the other. On the dribble there was number 12, Hallie Schweiderman. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Jay County. Lady Husky's going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Cameron Runner. She'll bounce pass in to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to bring it to the timeline at a trot pace. Then a pick up defensively at the three-point line. We're going to back out top, Ella Hickok. We're going to back left side, Katie Brown, back to Ella. Out behind the arc, Katie Brown, she'll bring it back around with the basketball. Cameron Runner, she'll move it around the perimeter. that worked the shot. Three-point shot, Ellie Hickok wouldn't go, taking the shot in front of the Jays County bench. Rebound out, we're going to be stolen back the other direction, having Cherry off the glass for two. Credit the assist to Ellie Hickok. 4-2 ball game. Lady Huskies in front. We're going to be a stole, steal basketball right there. And Hadley Cherry trying to go coast to coast. Couldn't get the shot to go. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. Hadley Cherry comes up with a steal in half court. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Lady Patriots. Cameron Leonard going to guard the basketball. She'll pick up the dribble. That's 30. Cassio, they're working back in. I think they're back at 32. Bella Denton, they're going to steal the ball in the front court. Ball's high. High right there, high off the surface. It's stolen back by Jay County. They'll go to the corner with it. That's Dirksen. Dirksen getting called for a double dribble. She's going to hand the ball back to the official. 5:36 left here in the first quarter. 4-2 ball game. Lady Huskies by two. Ball brought in side court. Brought in by Ella Hickok. Cameron Leonard now back to Ella. On the dribble, out top of the basketball, moves it left side. Number 3, Katie Brown, triple threat available. She'll pass right side back to Ella. They'll go skip pass to the corner. Cameron Runner takes a 3-point shot. It's good from the left corner baseline right there by the Jays County bench. It's a 7-2 contest. 5:11 on the game clock. Going to go baseline off the glass. Job going to go fight for the board. Jay County going to come up with the rebound. That's 24, Bella Denton. They'll move it back around. Sweeterman with the basketball. She'll hand it up out top, picking up her dribble. It's 32, Brianna Dirksen. They'll move the basketball back out. They'll reset the offense. They'll take it to the corner. That's number 10, Sophie Saxman. Give and go. Basket is going to go. Two-point bucket, Brianna Dirksen. Timeout called. 7-4 ball game. Lady Huskies 5-3. And we thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by Powers, Septic, and Sewer. They're Noblesville. Runyon Truck Store. Atlanta address. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. That's Mr. Scott Thomas. Indiana Express Rentals. FritzandFishers.com. Sales and service. Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Noblesville and Tipton. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21. Dean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero and AGM Auto. They're west of Arcadia, about half a mile. So they're bringing this game to you tonight. We are thankful. And at 4:47 on the game clock, Lady Huskies bringing in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok going to pass to the front court to the corner. Has a carry. Cross-court skip pass, Katie Brown. Back to Schakel, back to Brown, out top, behind the arc. On the dribble, going to square up. That's Ella Hickok. To work a right side on the dribble, have the cherry. The back pedal dribble, have the cherry. Going to get it back to Ella Hickok. 4:25 left, first quarter. 7-4 contest. Lady Huskies by three. Ella Hickok had to get back in bounds here to take the pass. I'm not so sure she reestablished, but the official was right there not to call it. So in a whistle foul, second foul in the ball game, it's going to be whistled on Jay County. We're going to whistle this foul on number 10, Sophie Saxman, 5'8 senior. Cassidy Schakel at the stripe, first shot up and good. Cassidy Schakel gets a hand clap from the faithful. Pretty good group of fans on hand here tonight, girls basketball on a Saturday night. Cassidy Schakel, first shot of the season. Second shot, she's 2-for-2 at the free throw line this season. 4:16 left here in the first quarter, 9-4 advantage. Lady Huskies by 5. In the front court of the basketball. Pick up the dribble. She get it back. Number 10, Sophie Saxman. She'll work it down low. 2-point bucket. That's number 5, Molly Mullenkamp for 2. Saxman with a good assist. 4 minutes left. First quarter, halfway through. 9-6 contest. 3-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. In the front court on the dribble. Cross court skip pass from Ella. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner for 3. Cameron Runner last night versus Noblesville got 6 three-pointers. We're going to back to the baseline. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by Katie Brown. We see someone off the bench right there in the ball game for Jay County. It's going to be number 30, Cassie Petro. She's a 5'8 junior. Taking a breather for Jay County is 24, Bella Denton, 6 foot, senior, will be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Jay County looking to bring it in. That's number 12, Hallie Friedman, sticking it in down the paint. Lost the handle, going to call a traveling violation. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 3:33 left. Going to be a shoe tie prior to the inbound by Cameron Runner. Another quick shoe tie. Last night we saw the shoe come off of the foot of Ella Hitchcock. And then she put the shoe back on, never even untied it, tied it back. So it was susceptible to do it again. So in the front court with the basketball. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Cross court skip pass. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. She goes left side behind the arc. Bring the ball back out. Cameron Runner back to Ella near the corner. Cross court double skip back to Hadley. Hadley's going to dribble the baseline. Kicks it back out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Right up center. That was Katie Brown. Rebound, Lady Husky. They'll kick it back out. Cameron Runner with the board. Kicks it back out to number 2. Ella Hitchcock. Her 3-point shot wouldn't go either. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last carry. I'm going to give this ball back to Jay County. Taking a breather for Jay County is 32, Brianna Dirksen. She's going to get an extended quarter break, I'm quite sure. They're going to work it back around, work it into Mullenkamp. Crossing the timeline. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. She wears number 25. Going to bounce it out top of the circle. Going to dribble in. Dribble in right there. Dribble drive with Sophie Saxman. She's got to get it to a teammate there outside the paint. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. They're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in Jay County. It's going to be inbound by Hallie Friedman. She's going tall. Elbow left side. Shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Mullenkamp. Rebound secured. Secured there by Sophie Saxman. She lost the handle. And it's picked up out of the air by Kennedy Cherry to the front court. 2:26 on the game clock. 12-6 contest. Lady Huskies by 6. Through the elbow, shipped away. Not a good pass. Ella Hitchcock, she knows it. They'll go back the other direction. Easy shot off the glass for Jay County. Number 12, Holly Friedman. 2:06 left here in the first quarter. 12-8 contest. Lady Huskies by 4. 2 minutes left. Working the ball out top. Ella Hitchcock works it right side. Katie Brown to the corner. Cameron Runner. She's immediately guarded. To get the ball back around the perimeter. Ella Hitchcock, double skip pass. Cameron Runner's open. She'll take a long shot. 3-point shot rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Jay County. Mullenkamp with the board. She'll dribble it to the front court. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner going to guard the ball. That's number 12, Hallie Schwederman. Schwederman, a freshman. Yes, her sister was darn good. I'm sure she's in college playing ball now. I would guess she is. Inside the arc, 2-point shot is good. For Jay County, number 30, Cassie Petro. 1:18 on the game clock. 12-10 contest. Lady Huskies by 2. 2, Jay County. Lady Patriots gals are waiting to check in at the scores bench. 1:06. They're working at the right side. Cameron Runner. Kick it back out to the corner. 3-point shot. Ellie Hitchcock wouldn't go. Fighting for the board and coming up with it is Kennedy Cherry. She get it back out to Cameron. Cameron Runner gets the ball back from Cherry. Cross-court skip pass. The other corner has it, Cherry. Cross-court skip pass. Shot in the air. Ella Hitchcock. 3-point shot good. Ella Hitchcock. Couple of steps behind the arc in front of the Jay County bench. 15-10 contest. 37 seconds left. First quarter. Going to dribble in. In the paint. Could kick it back out. Shot in the air. Friedman. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Cameron Runner. And there's going to be a whistle, and Cameron Runner is going to absorb the foul. 27.7 seconds left. They're going to whistle this foul on Jay County. It's going to be whistled on number 5, Molly Mullenkamp, 6-foot senior. She has 1. Team foul number 2, Jay County. 1 thus far, first quarter, Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Going to pass it across. Ella Hitchcock. Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Back to Brown, back to Ellis. She'll dribble back to Katie. Now back to Cameron. 12 seconds left. We're going to back out top. Ella Hitchcock back to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right side. Kick it back left side. Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble in. Kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. Katie Brown. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound was secured by Cameron Runner, but she couldn't get the put back. The the buzzer had sounded. So after one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 15, Jay County Lady Patriots 10, and we'll mention checking back in during this quarter break is going to be number 23, Cassidy Schakel. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer, you can reach them by phone at 317-753-8858. Again, their number is 317-753-8858, Powers Septic and Sewer. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you cannot go without them. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. They're family owned and operated at Powers Septic and Sewer. I'm thankful for them. They volunteered last year during a sectional. They wanted to be a part of this, and we're thankful for Frank and Little Frank and Big Frank's wife, who are their quality folks. I used to play softball with Frank Sr. He was on our softball team. We had church team. We had J.R. Moffitt. We had Tim Knapp. We had Craig Wolfgang. Frank Powers, he brought his own bat to the ball game. I kid you not, that bat was aluminum. It was heavy. It was 38 ounces. Man, who can swing that? That's a log. But he could. He's a pretty strong man. And that's Powers Septic and Sewer. So they had a little conference here before the ball's going to be thrown back in. And they're going to bring it in. Hamilton Heights going to have it on the alternate possession arrow. Jay County had a very good hip play to start the game. So we're going to backcourt. On the dribble across the sideline, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side, Kennedy Cherry. Back to Ella, back to Kennedy. Back to Ella to go to the right corner baseline. Hadley Cherry brings it back out. Behind the arc, on the dribble, Ella Hickok back to Kennedy. To go to the left corner baseline, Cameron Runner. To bring it back to Kennedy. A little bump right there, no foul called. Mullenkamp might get six in the ballgame. So we're going to back out with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Straight away, Cameron Runner, so back pedal dribble. We played 30 seconds here in the second quarter. Looking for the first shot. Back out top to bring the ball back around. Kennedy Cherry. Goes to the right side. Ella Hickok takes the three. She'll get it. 3-point shot. They left her open. And she nailed it. 18-10. Lady Huskies by 8. 7-10 left. Shoe tie in the front court. During live play, Hadley Cherry got it done. We're going to back around and bring the ball back in. Working back down and working down low. It's going to be off the shin. They're going to say it dribbled off the shin of 30. Cassie Petro. Huskies playing good side defense. The ball gets into the paint. So they're bringing in right of the bucket on the baseline. Cameron Runner gets off it in. Ella Hickok. Both are seniors. We're going to bring it to the timeline. Ella Hickok on the walk pace dribble. She'll work it right side. She'll work it to the corner. Have the Cherry. 6:48 on the game clock. They get it back to Kennedy Cherry. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner, 3-point shot. Nothing but net. Cameron Runner has 3 3-point shots here in the ballgame. That's 9. So they're working back around. Going to go down low. We're going to get a traveling violation. Jay County. Sophie Saxman wants to take an early step. Going hard to the hoop there near the paint. So they'll give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Brought in by Cameron Runner, crossing the sideline, Ella Hickok, to the front court in front of the scores bench, Kennedy Cherry. Baseline jumper, Cassidy Schakel. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jay County. To the front court, might have got away with a double dribble there to be stolen. And Cassidy Cherry going to tip it up ahead. Cassidy Cherry is going to have the assist in the ball game. Is going to give Cameron Runner her 11 points that she needed. Cameron Runner has just eclipsed the all-time scoring record here at Hamilton Heights. And I will mention, we were in contact with Jessica Carr. Her last name, I'll try to get that one back, get back up there. But Jessica Carr, did have that record at 1,340. And that's good. And we're going to talk right now with the dad of Cameron. Are you elated or what?
I am. I'm ecstatic. It's an awesome accomplishment.
I say, well, you're a humble guy. You got two daughters that graduated before her. Bailey, she's on this list. Bailey's on this list.
Yeah, he is. And I'm proud of both of them. They both had a good career, and they've had great teammates and great coaches and great support.
Don't you have three?
I do. I have three. And all three girls have had great careers, and the community has been awesome in supporting them.
I got it. A lot of people probably say this. Now, you don't have a son, but you've got three tremendous young ladies.
Well, I married well. My wife was a great basketball player as well, so we've enjoyed playing basketball with the kids and raising them up, and they're all great kids.
You got that right. A lot of people will vouch for what you just said.
Well, thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're very welcome. I'll talk with you all day. You know I will.
I know.
Thank you, Bart Runner.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you. So we're going to go back this direction. Yeah, we were talking to Bart Runner, the dad. I tell you what, we'll go ahead. I don't want to. I tell you what, we're going to talk to you. You're the mother that probably gave all of these girls their pointers. You got to be happy.
Yeah, I'm really proud of her tonight. She's worked hard for this. A lot of people don't realize how much hard work it takes to do well in something like this, and it takes a lot of hard work.
You are a basketball coach, and you well served. Thank you, and for basketball, being a basketball coach. But I appreciate you, and talk about Bailey. She's on this floor.
Yeah, but again, you know, kids that just work hard, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's, you know, what do you want to achieve in life? You just got to get out there and work for it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
So we're gonna walk this direction. Just got another basket. Not sure if it was. If it was Miss Runner, but we'll walk back up this direction. We'll talk about this at halftime. I had to make my way over to Bart Runner, speak with him, his wife. What a quality folks. And we'll walk back up this direction. And we'll see if my wife can text back in. Let us know if this did communicate as we work from the headset. Hope you'll give the check back. Sure. We'll also mention 5:21 on the game clock. 5:18 now. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. So Cameron Runner has eclipsed the point total. And as we said earlier in pregame, records are made to be broken. And I got to admit, Jessica Carr, when we spoke to her by telephone, she's in California. She said, awesome. She was all gung-ho. If you didn't know Jessica Carr, when she played back in 07 to 11, 1,340 points, she was a very unselfish player. And that was the final game. Coach Kurt Ogden led them. He was here 5 years as the basketball coach for the girls. 24 years at a different school. So 4:40 on the game clock. On the dribble, going to work it in, Mullenkamp. Turnaround jumper just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Might have been deflected by Hamilton Heights. Rebound. Lady Patriots still working down in the paint. 24. Bella Denton has the basketball. It's going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. So they're going to bring the ball in. But first, we're going to have a substitution back in the lineup. Katie Brown from Lady Huskies, number 3. Taking a breather is 24, Cassidy Schakel. Going to be brought in left of the bucket by the Lady Patriots. Going to be brought in right here. Hallie Schmiederman. Bounce pass. Going to be a foul whistle. Huskies going to commit their second foul here in the second quarter. 4:29 left. Not a lot of fouling going on. Do have a new foul rule. I'm sure Jessica Carr, she's listening, I believe. She'll be astonished when we talk about the foul rule. We'll go ahead and mention that now. Huskies pick up their third. They put a new foul rule in for each quarter. When you get to the fifth foul, whoever got fouled goes to the line and shoots two shots. The one shot is only going to come into play during a three-point play opportunity. So every quarter, you wipe them back out and you go five each quarter. Going to be a foul down low. Going to be a chicken wing. They're going to call this on J. Dade County. It's going to be Whistled on 24. We'll double-check this. It's going to be on 25 this evening. It's going to be 24. I believe that's Bella Denton. She's going to pick up her first. They have 25 on the board, Dade County. I don't see a 25. They're going to change it to 24. So one foul on Dade County right there, 24, Bella Denton. Crossing the timeline with a pass, Ella Hickok. We're going to see the front court, Katie Brown. Tough pass to handle. It skipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dade County. Katie Brown going to bring it in front of the Dade County bench. She'll get it in to Hadley Cherry. 4:05 left. Clock moving. 26-16. Lady Huskies by 10. On the dribble out top, Hadley Cherry. She'll get left side. Get it back outside the arc. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll get left side. Hadley Cherry. She'll take a three. She'll drive the paint off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Hadley Cherry for two. 28-16. 3:40 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights hosting Dade County. These two teams could be matched up again in the sectional. On the dribble in the front court, that's 32. Brianna Durbson. So we're going to down low. It's going to be a foul called. Cameron Runner going to pick up the foul. That's number 12, Hallie Schwederman. She'll go to the stripe. Hallie Schwederman, she's 5'8". Just a freshman. Hallie Schwederman. 3-point land in that first game, 2-for-4, 50%. Free throw line, she's 6-for-7 on the season, now 6-for-8. She entered this ballgame, Hallie Schwederman, shooting 86% from the stripe. Going to be a timeout, going to allow subs to enter the ballgame in between the two shots. Back in the ballgame is Molly Mullenkamp. And back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 33, Danielle May. Danielle May, 5'9 senior. Second shot up and good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. That was Hallie Schwederman. 3:22 on the game clock. 28-17. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Works at left side, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Hadley Cherry. Going to go to the baseline, Kennedy Cherry. Brings it back out to Ella. Works at right side, back pedal dribble now, Cameron Runner. Left side, she's open. Shot off the mark, when go, Hadley Cherry. Rebound, put back. In the paint, Cameron Runner for two, 30-17, 2:55 left here in the second quarter. On the dribble in the front court, working it there is 30, Cassie Petro, and she'll go back, take that back. That was 32, Brianna Durbson. She dribbles from out top of the circle, goes baseline off the glass, good, 30-19. Lady Husky's going to have a sub come in, next dead ball. We're going to left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. On the dribble now is Ella Hickok. Crossover, working against her is Hallie Schwederman. She's going to dribble off. Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry drives to the hoop. Couldn't get the bucket, but she got fouled. Kennedy Cherry's going to shoot two. 2:22 left here in the second quarter. She's going to shoot two, and that's foul number two on number 10, Sophie Staxman. Kennedy Cherry. At the free throw line, she's 3-for-4 on the season, 75%. She's a 5'8 junior. First shot up, off the glass, and good. You don't rate them, you just count them. She went off the glass, and a little bit of a conversation there with one of the officials. You know she wasn't trying to bank it in, but they all count. So she'll have one more. She's now 4-for-5 on the season, 80%. Second shot rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Dade County. Collecting the board there was number 10, Sophie Staxman. In the front court near the center circle. There's going to be a foul whistled off the ball. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be called number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, that's going to put the fifth foul on the board. So that's where the rule comes in on that fifth foul. By whichever team, the other team going to get the basketball and going to shoot two. They're going to shoot two shots, and that's different. That's going to change a lot of strategies from a lot of coaches. I'm sure they know already. First shot is good. At the free throw line for Dade County is number 12, Hallie Schwederman. Just a freshman. She's got a lot of upside in front of her. Couple dribbles, second shot. long off the rim, wouldn't go fight for the board. Going to be picked up by number 4, Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley entered the ball game, last dead ball. In the front court, Kennedy Cherry. Works a right side pass, couldn't be grabbed. Katie Brown is going to go out of bounds, going to belong to Jay County. So the Lady Patriots going to bring it in from the side court. Bounce pass, going to bring it in. That's number 12 on the dribble, Hallie Schwederman. She'll cross the timeline at a walk pace, working against her, Cameron Runner. The pass at elbow, right side, Sophie Saxman. Back to Schwederman, now back to Saxman in the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Hamilton Heights, number 4, Taylor Harley. 5'6" junior, Hadley Cherry, going to enter the ball game after the first shot. She's at the scores bench now. At the free throw line is number 10, Sophie Saxman. 5'8" senior. So bounce pass from the official. 1:52 left. First half. First shot on the way for Saxman. Rims off. Wouldn't go. She'll get some encouragement on the lane right there. 24. Bella Denton and number 30, Cassie Petro. And Hadley Cherry back in the ballgame. Cameron Runner going to set down, and I guess they're showing 4 fouls on Cameron Runner here in the first half. Second shot, when to go. Got her own board. Rebound put back, when to go for Saxman. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Crossing the timeline at a drop pace is Ella Hickok. Crossover. Outside the arc, Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. Long pass, should say a low pass, off the shin. Wouldn't be corralled there by Katie Brown. And you stand up, get the basketball. Ball was loose. Katie Brown came up with it. Got it to Kennedy Cherry. Now ball in the hands of Ella Hickok in the front court. She'll dribble right side, looking to release it. She'll skip pass to the corner. Inside the arc, Hadley Cherry. Cross court pass, 3-point shot, rims off short. Wouldn't go to Ella Hickok. Kennedy Cherry keeps the rebound alive. Tipped it back to Hadley Cherry. Ball off the rim, wouldn't go. Jay Cherry to the front court. Off the glass, 2-point bucket, good. Credit the bucket, 24. Bella Denton, 6-foot senior. Denton for 2. 31-22. Lady Huskies by 9. 48 seconds left here in the second quarter. So we're going to right side, working around Kennedy Cherry. Going to be tipped away, going to be stolen by Jay Cherry. So dish it off, Schwederman off the glass for 2. Credit the assist, 32. Brianna Dirksen. And that was an unselfish pass. 30 seconds left. Second quarter, crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. 31-24, Lancey by 7. Replay catch in the back of the front court, Hadley Cherry. 15 seconds left. Couple of girls waiting to check in. We'll see if they get to before the quarter ends. Cross court skip pass, Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella, now back to Hadley. Going to be a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul, 5.3 seconds left. They're going to whistle this foul on 32. Brianna Dirksen, taking a breather from the Lady Huskies, is number 25. Kennedy Cherry, taking a breather for Jay County, is number 33. Danielle May, also checking back in for the Lady Huskies, is number 10. Cameron Runner, taking a breather for the Lady Huskies, number 4. Taylor Harley, 5'6" junior. Going to be brought in the front court slightly. Hadley Cherry into Ella Hickok. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Long 3-point shot. Near the buzzer. Wouldn't go. Cassidy Schakel had to release it. So the Huskies and the Patriots have come to a close here in the first half. We'll mention. First half score, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 31. Jay County, Lady Patriots, 24. And we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention the 1,000 Point Club at Hamilton Heights. 1,000 Point Club is like this. Cameron Runner is now at the top. She's above Jessica Carr. Not by much at the moment, but we'll mention Jessica Carr now in second place, 1,340. And we'll also mention Dakota Weatherford. Dakota Weatherford, she's married now, has at least one child. I'm sorry, I do know, have her last name, and it's 1,329 points. And then it's Bailey Runner. Bailey Runner, she's in third, I guess it's fourth place now, 1,251 points. And then Haley Cook, Haley Cook's Peckinpah, 1,248 points. Then Libby Ogden. Libby Ogden, that's Coach Ogden's daughter. Libby Ogden Weatherford. Yes, Libby Ogden Weatherford. She's married to Austin. Austin played 4 years at Rose Holman, point guard, and he started. And Libby Ogden, we'll mention, she's on the board right there with 1,188 points. Followed up by Kayla Kirtley. Kayla Kirtley, she's on the board there. Kayla Kirtley, 1,119 points. And that's who's on the board. And we'll mention Cameron. Cameron Runner will be added to the board probably at the end of the season because she's probably going to score a few more points. So we'll also mention we're at halftime, 8:27. Out on the floor, they got a good floral routine, the flags. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. That's Runyon Truck Store. That's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Or again, that's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon's, they bleed orange. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Industrial Park and Self-Storage, that says a lot. They have indoor, outdoor storage. They also have flex storage. You can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. They have boat storage, RV storage, and precious vehicle storage, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website at AIPSIndiana.com. That's AIPSIndiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located in Arcadia, by the Arcadia Ballpark. You can find them at the corner of Howard Avenue and Ollie Street. That's in Arcadia. It's Scott Thomas. I'll tell you what, Scott Thomas, he works hard, and he does this for other people. He's really not doing it for himself. He's trying to promote storage right here in Arcadia. They're going to build some homes there eventually. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville. Right there in Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South A Street. Just simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They'll provide up to 26-feet box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from your travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is FrickandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. 317-842-2228. That's at their dealership in Fishers. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, One is Kristen Fisher's 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana 46038. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana 46062. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32, right there at the intersection. It's going to eventually be a roundabout, I understand, and that'll probably help the southbound traffic get into traffic. And we'll also mention you can reach them there at Noblesville, 773-3323. I'm going to check that number. We'll mention FritzandFishers.com. You can explore their quality used car inventory. Visit them online or visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. 3:15 left on the intermission clock. You might be able to hear the Hamilton Heights Band. They're performing to our left. A lot of brass instruments, percussion, sounding pretty darn good. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Hope Jewelers there in downtown Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit. Hope Jewelers is downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers, their address is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Also, bringing this game to you, another Tipton patron, Tipton and Noblesville at Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville at Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. You can call her by phone or send her a text message. 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. So we're going to inbound the basketball. Second half, getting ready to begin. It's going to be inbound by Jay County. Ultimate possession error in the backcourt slightly. Schwederman on the dribble. Walk pace. She'll bounce it down low. Elbow right side back to Schwederman. Schwederman on the dribble. Turnaround jumper. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by the Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok. She'll get it there. Cash. She has it here. She'll get the ball back to Ella. Give her a new dribble. We're going to back around here, work it in. Have the chair. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot, good. Katie Brown. Katie Brown, three-point shot. Katie Brown on the season. She entered this game 6 for 13. Three-point land, that's 46%. They say 35% is exceptional. 7:20 on the game clock. Behind the arc on the dribble is Sweeterman. Working against her, Kendi Cherry crossover. Sweeterman to go to the baseline. She'll bring it back out. Back pedal dribble. She'll bounce it down low. Ball's going to be a foul on the play, trying to reach, get the basketball. They're going to call this one on 24, Hadley Cherry. And they're going to be a holding foul. And then they'll bring the ball in left of the bucket. Hadley Cherry has one first foul in the third quarter by either team. Brought in, trying to get it in. Finally does. Goes to baseline, left elbow, left corner baseline. Going to get the ball back to Sweeterman. Sweeterman kind of going to take the point. Pretty good ball handler. She can probably play every aspect, and she's showing it right here. She's going to throw it down low. It's going to be picked up in the paint. Shot off the mark there, 24, Bella Denton. It's going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. It's going to be whistled against Chase County, the Lady Patriots. It's going to be the first foul here in the third quarter on the Lady Patriots. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Sophie Sackman. She has two in the ball game. 6:50 on the game clock. Ella Hickox giving some directions. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry, cross-court skip pass across the timeline on the dribble. She'll pass it out of there. It's going to be picked up. Stolen there by Cassie Stakel. Picks it up and bounces it back out. There's going to be a whistle. Foul on the play. It's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be whistled on the Jay County Lady Patriots. That's on number 10, Saxman again. She picks up a quick third foul in the ballgame. That's two accumulative here in the third quarter on Jay County. Hamilton Heights with one. Jay County playing defense. Bola Camp guarding the basketball, Kennedy Cherry. They thought she might have been over and back there by the timeline. And shot from the corner, Katie Brown, that one wouldn't go. Rebound secured, Jay County, Sophie Saxman. To the front court, she'll kick it back. Mullenkamp, three-point shot, good. It's number five, Mullenkamp. And she nails a three, first shot, first three-point shot of the season for Mullenkamp. Keep in mind, this is Jay County's second game. Hamilton Heights playing in their fifth ball game. That's kind of that way last year. That was an overtime game last year, 45-44. Hamilton Heights got the win. That was away at Jay County. Long pass to the other corner. Going to go out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball back to Jay County. Going to be brought in. Side court. Back about 80 feet from the bucket. Brought in by Schwederman. To get the ball back from 32, Brianna Gerbson. Crossing the timeline, going right side with the basketball, Mullenkamp. Going to work it back, cross-court skip pass, the other side of the gym. Bring it back down low, it's going to be a blocked shot. Going up for the shot there was Saxman. I take that back, that was Schwederman. Yeah, Saxman with the shot. And Cassie Schakel gets the blocked shot right there at the waist level. So they'll throw the ball away, going to go in the backcourt. It's going to be an easy shot. They're going to be an unselfish shot. Shot goes in for Mullenkamp. And it's going to be a nice assist, unselfish play by Brianna Dirksen. 4:57 on the game clock to the corner. Katie Brown rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, secured. Going the other way is Saxman. She's going to dish off to Schwederman. They go to the corner. They're going to call a traveling violation on Mullenkamp. And I'll say this again, I got a good friend. He does referee a lot, and he's not so much anymore, but he tells me when they have the official meetings together in a classroom, they all agree that that blood and traveling violation on a quick move is one of the difficult calls to make, and it was just made. We're going back around outside the arc, Kennedy Cherry. Three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go, fight for the board. Couldn't come up with it. Sweeterman going to get a double dribble. Schwederman came up with the basketball, touched her right hand. She put it back down with the other hand. And sometimes, like last night, we mentioned this, you just don't realize you're doing something like that. You don't realize that is happening until the whistle blows. And then you wonder what happened, but that can happen. Going to be brought in left of the bucket, Hadley Cherry. Toss it out, top of the circle. On the dribble now, Ella Hickox. 4:22 on the game clock in the paint. Left-handed floater in the paint, good. Hadley Cherry, I have noticed this season, her confidence level is outstanding. Working back left side off the glass, going to be a foul call. So they're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be on number two, Ella Hickok. I think Hickok is going to pick up number 3 in the ball game. Team foul number 2. Both teams are 2. This is a shooting foul, so they'll get on the line. They'll shoot 2. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. Substitution back in the ballgame, Jay County. Lady Patriots in the ballgame. I believe double check there, taking a breather. It's number 10, Sophie Saxman. So at the free throw line, Schwedemann, second shot on the way. She got it. 36-30, 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 4:05 left here in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights hosting this year. We were at Jay County a year ago, and it's on the schedule right there. I'm not sure about next year, but the two-game contract, I'm not sure. I'll find out when most others find out. So the ball's going to be across the lane. Going to throw the ball away. Ella Hickok picks up in the backcourt. Mullenchamp. So we're going to right side of the basketball to the corner baseline. 3-point shot rims over. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound. Katie Brown, she'll dish off to Kennedy Cherry. She'll get it back to Hadley Cherry. On the dribble, seeing it back out. Kennedy to the corner. Katie Brown, she'll bring it back out. To the corner, Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble in. So we're going to down the paint. 2-point shot, wouldn't go. Kennedy Cherry. Rebound out of there, secured by Jay County. Kathy Petro should give it up to point guard. Out top, that's Mullenkamp. Molly Mullenkamp was number 5. She'll spot it and take a 3. It'll rattle around and fall off. Rebound, Ella Hickok for the Lady Huskies. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. 36-30. Lady Huskies by 6 in the front court with the basketball. Working back around, Harvey Cherry. Near the corner, Ella Hickok works it back to Cassie Schakel. Schakel makes a tall pass to Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry has to track it down, and she'll pick it up. It's an over and back, but that's a good way to go. You got to track it down, even though, I mean, I'm not a coach, but track it down so they don't get the ball out of bounds closer to the basket. And if you don't track it down quick, they'll make the steal, and they'll go up for the 2. So 2:45 on the game clock. Cassie Schakel going to take a breather. Ball's going to be brought in by Schwedemann of Jay County. Works it out top near the center circle. Mullenkamp works it right side with the basketball. Back to Molly Mullenkamp. 2:36 left. Third quarter, 36-30. Picks up her dribble. Ella Hickok is right there in her grill. Going to call a timeout quickly. Sherry McIntyre, head coach for Jay County, going to bail out her ball handler. And they're going to call 30-second. Timeout. And then we'll go ahead and mention current Indiana High School girls basketball stat leaders. We talked about number 1. She's a senior. She's from Crown Point, 33.7. At number 2, she wears number 3, Maya Mikulski. She's 6'4". You can check her out. She's at Hamilton Southeastern High School, 6'4". I talked to Coach Buckley last night about that. She said she's around there. She might be closer to 6'3", or not quite. Not quite 6'3". But she's good, she said. 30 points a game. 26 minutes per game average. That's for Maya. I should say Maya. Mikulski. M-A-K-A-L-U-S-K-Y. 6'4". She's at number 2. We'll talk about number 3 hopefully in a minute. The ball's going to be brought in. Front court, side court. Brought in by Mullenkamp. Gets the ball in to Danielle May. Now back to Mullenkamp. Now back to Schwedemann. She'll go free throw line. She'll stop and pop a shot down low. Shot ready to go from Mullenkamp. Back the other direction. Off the glass. 2-point shot good. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten for 2. I believe her sister is on hand. She's right down there. So she gives a good hand clap. Going to go across the lane. It's going to be a foul whistle. Jay County going to pick up the foul offensively. 2 minutes straight up left here in the third quarter. They're going to whistle this foul on number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. She has 3. That's 3 fouls here in the third quarter on Jay County. Hamilton Heights with 2 inside 2 minutes. 1:56 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Ella Hickok. She's going to fake it right, go back left. Katie Brown to the corner, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in baseline, kick it to the opposite corner, three-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. For Cameron Runner, ball caroms long, Runner tracked down her own board. In the front court, right elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go for Katie Brown. Rebound, Mullenkamp. She'll dish it up ahead, Schwederman on the dribble. She'll work it left side around the perimeter. Behind the arc, she'll dish off. Picking up her dribble on a cross-court chip pass. Going to go baseline shot. Going to be a foul call. Abby Cherry going to get hands on right there, trying to cut her off at the baseline. Going to be two shots awarded. Jay County. I take that back. Going to call a foul prior to the shot. So that's foul number three. Taking a breather for Jay County. I believe it's 33, Danielle May. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Schwederman. Schwederman puts it in, gets the ball back. She'll dribble the base of the paint right there. Left-handed shot at the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Passes it up ahead. Ella Hickok back to Katie Brown. Now back to Ella. Into the center circle. They're working right side, Hadley Cherry back to Katie Brown. Now behind the arc, Ella Hickok being guarded there by Schwederman. Tipped away, Molly Mullenkamp. Nearly got a steal. Going to tip it out of bounds. Right up there from the right elbow. And substitution in the ball game is going to be number 32 for Jay County. Brianna Dirksen taking a breather is number 12, Hallie Schwederman taking a quarter break. Extended outside the arc, 3-point shot going to go for Katie Brown. Rebound secured. Going to be picked up and goes out of bounds. Going to be a last touch by Hamilton Heights. Holding on the basketball there for Jay County was number 10, Sophie. I take that back. Yes, number 10, Sophie Staxman. Ball through the front court on the dribble, crossing the timeline at a trap pace. She'll slow it up. Left-handed dribble, 32, Brianna Dirksen. She'll pass it left side. It's going to be a tie-up. Ella Hickok going to lock it up with Molly Mullenkamp. Alternate possession arrow, going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 40.9 seconds left, third quarter. 38-30, Lady Huskies by 8. Ball brought in, Hadley Cherry crossing the sideline, Ella Hickok calling out some directions, 35 seconds left. In the front court on the dribble, working against her is 30, Cassie Petro. She'll dribble it, she'll pass it out top, Katie Brown. Back to Ella, now back to Katie. Katie going to be picked up there by Mullenkamp. Thought about picking up her dribble, decided not to. She's getting back to Kennedy Cherry. Back out top, Katie Brown, 16 seconds left. Picks up her dribble, bounces it in. Top of the circle, Ella Hickok, she'll dish it off. Three-point shot wouldn't go for Cameron Roten, saving the basketball from going out of bounds, which Kennedy carried. So dish it back in off the glass. Two-point shot, Ella Hickok wouldn't go. We're going to end the third quarter. And Coach Keegan Cherry with a pretty good vigorous hand clap there. He's pretty satisfied at the moment. 8 minutes on the game clock. Going to work it around, and we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there off of 19. They're right there at Cicero Town Plaza. And they are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. That's Dean's Auto Parts. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So getting ready to have the fourth quarter begin. We'll talk about number three, State of Indiana, stat leaders, scoring. Let's talk about Avery Gordon from Brownsburg High School. She wears number 55. Believe it or not, she is listed at 6'6". And I talked to Coach Buckley last night before the game at Noblesville, and she agreed, yes. And even Jen Small said, yes. 6'6", female. Wow. 8 minutes on the game clock. Alternate possession arrow brought in by Jay County. To the backcourt on the dribble. Left-handed dribble, 32, Brianna Dirksen. Dirksen got the first bucket in this ball game. Going to go baseline. Let's tip off. In the paint. Two-point shot good credit the bucket. Jay County at 24, Bella Denton. Bella Denton is an original starter. 7:41 on the game clock. We're going to behind the arc. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Works it right side behind the arc. Works it back. Cameron Runner. Cross court pass. Going to be stolen. Going back the other direction, Jay County. Going to be a bounce pass. Going to be a foul whistle. Foul whistle. The bounce pass came from Brianna Dirksen. Trying to get it to teammates. She hit the deck, but she's going to get fouled by Hamilton Heights. They're going to whistle this foul on number two, Ella Hickok. That's her fourth foul in the ballgame. So Cameron Runner, she's not in the ballgame. And Ella Hickok in the ballgame. Both of them have four fouls. 7:24 on the game clock. On the dribble, baseline. Picks up her dribble. Works it down low. Caroms off in the paint, going up for two-point shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. First shot taken there by Sophie Saxman, and the rebound putback, I believe, wouldn't go. It was 24. Bella Denton. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound of the second shot. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it to the timeline. Across the timeline, Ella Hickok. She works at the left side. Katie Brown back to Katie. Katie out top of the basketball. Works at the left side. Ella Hickok. She'll go elbow right side. Kick it outside the arc. Cameron Roten hits another three. She left off a couple of games ago versus Frankton. She didn't get any action last night, but she's got two 3-point shots good now in two different ball games. I should say one each game. So 41-32, 6:35 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, crossover dribble. Crossover twice. Schwederman, good handling of the ball right there. They're working down low off the glass, got the bucket. That's number 10. That's number 10, Sophie Saxman. Saxman with the basket right there. Ball's in the front court. It's 41-34. 6:10 left. 6 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 41-34, Lady Huskies by 7. They go to the corner. She bring it back out. Cameron Roten. Get back to Cameron. She'll bring it back out. Tip. It's going to be tip. They can secure it. Katie Brown goes to the backcourt, picks it up. The official letting everybody know it did tip. He was for sure letting everybody know. And ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Jay County. And 32, Brianna Dirksen. Say what? Jay County, Hamilton Heights. You couldn't ask for a more base. I mean, I'm telling you, these girls play to win. They work in the gym. They come back out. You heard Cameron Runner's mom saying the same thing. Folks just don't know how much effort it takes. I know my daughter plays volleyball, and I know how much effort she took to play volleyball. She played at Verbuff. She got a state title her senior year. Went to the final game her freshman year, and while she was sweating up a storm, I thought I owned the Gatorade company. I'm sure I didn't, but I bought a lot of Gatorades for her. So they're going to bring the ball in from the front court to the back court. Ella Hickok, 5:40 left here in the fourth quarter, out top of the basketball, Katie Brown. Works to the left side. Ella Hickok to the corner. Cameron Roten. Back out top to Katie. Excuse me, to Ella. Havy Sherry gets it in the corner. She gets it back out to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok backtail dribble being guarded there by Mullenkamp. Kennedy Sherry picks it up, left elbow. Dishes it back out. They're trying to work it down low to Kennedy. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there in the paint by Jay County. Number 10, Sophie Saxman. So the Lady Huskies is going to bring it in and ride the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in by Hadley Sherry. 5:17 on the game clock. Looking to get it in. Gets it into the corner. Katie Brown. She'll bring it back out top. Reset the offense. She's guarded there by Mullenkamp. Touches the hands of Hadley Sherry. Back to Ella. Ella going to kick it behind the arc. Katie Brown for three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Jay County, 24. Bella Denton. Back the other direction. Schwederman on the dribble. Behind the arc, Mullenkamp. She'll dish it back. Triple threat available. She'll dribble now. Right there, working the basketball. That was 32. Brianna Dirksen. Takes the ball back from Saxman. She'll dribble the lane. Go to the corner with it. Going to dribble in. There's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to whistle a foul on number 5, Mullenkamp. Not so sure that the Husky was set up to draw the charge. But the extension of the left arm probably bought the foul. Number 5, Mullenkamp, she'll set down with four fouls. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is Cameron Runner. She has four fouls. Ella Hickok on the floor with four fouls. And Kennedy Cherry going to take a breather. 4:34 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll work it back left side. Behind the arc, Katie Brown back to Ella. Well behind the arc. Back pedal dribble now. Schmiedemann guarding Ella Hickok. Work at the left side, Katie Brown. They'll go opposite side. Behind the arc, Cameron Roten. They'll work it back to Cameron Runner. Now back to the corner. She'll bring the ball back out. That's Ella Hickok. 4:10 left. 41-34 from the corner baseline. Three-point shot when you go for Cameron Roten. Rebound out of there. Ends up in the hands of 32, Brianna Dirksen. So we can see the front court. They're in the paint. Off the glass. Counts the bucket, and she'll shoot one. Shot goes in. Jay County, that's number 30. Kathy Petro. She averages four a game. She's 5'8". She's a junior. Two-point land in the first game. She was 2 for 3. 67%. She's going to try for the three-point play. It's going to be the first three-point play in this ball game. That's why she's only going to shoot one. The rest of the shots are two-shot fouls. Go figure. So shot on the way. She got it. Three-point play, Jay County. Number 30, Cassie Petro. 3:54 on the game clock in the front court on the dribble. It's number 10, Cameron Runner. Guarding her is 32, Brianna Dirksen. Going to work it out top right there with the basketball, Ella Hickok. She got a quick dribble, had a high dribble there, kept her hand on top of it. A lot of folks in the stands wondering, whoa, but no blown whistle. Going back the other direction, Cameron Runner. Elbow, left side, dishes off. Hadley Cherry back to Cameron. She'll bring it back to the deep in the front court, picking her up quickly is Schmiedemann. Hallie Schmiedemann on the dribble, going to go off the glass, shot, where'd he go? Cameron Runner saw an opening. She went right side off the glass, and she'll go to the stripe. She'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Hallie Schmiedemann. Take that back. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Bella Denton. Bella Denton has two. So going in for the shooter here in a moment is going to be Kennedy Cherry. First shot up and good for Cameron. Cameron Runner, as mentioned, she went 4 for 4 last night at Noblesville. She was 21 for 22 in her previous three games, and she makes both of these. And I think she's 4 for 4 here tonight. She's going to take a breather. Cameron Runner out of the ballgame. Back in the ballgame is Kennedy Cherry. It's going to be a 30-second timeout call. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto LLC. They're just west of Arcadia. Less than a mile. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. If you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend the longevity of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. AGM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266 Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can dial them up at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. Ball's going to be brought in to the front court on the dribble. 32, Brianna Dirksen. Going to get it back to Saxman. That's Sophie Saxman, number 10, on the dribble out top. Working against her is Kennedy Cherry. No working to Schmiedemann. Back to Saxman. Well behind the arc. Defense playing tight right there. Kennedy Cherry's going to relax just a moment. Going to work baseline. Saxman lost the handle. Ella Hickok knocked it free. Ella Hickok playing tough defense with four fouls. First shot wouldn't go. Got her own follow-up. Credit to bucket. Jay County, number 30, Cassie Petro. 43-39. 2:38 left here in the fourth quarter. They go to the corner. Hadley Cherry. And give it back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble out. Pass it back out top to Katie Brown. She'll dribble the lane. She'll shoot the elbow right side. Get it back to Ella Hickok, Katie Brown, now back to Ella. Then a cross-court skip pass, Cameron Roten. Behind the arc, you go baseline. They're going to have a whistle here, and Coach Keegan Cherry is going to call a timeout. We're going to see Cameron Renner check back in during this timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, and we'll go ahead and mention stat leader. We're at number three. That's Avery Gordon. She's from Brownsburg High School, and she wears number 55, and yes, she's 6'6". She averages per game 29 points. She averages per game 13.7 rebounds, 5 are defensive, 8.7 are offensive. That's Avery Gordon from Brownsburg. And we'll also talk about Addie Bousman. Addie Bousman, she's at number 4. Twin Lakes High School. She's a Lady Indian. She's playing for her dad. Her dad's a coach 20 years. I really enjoy him. Good conversation I had with him a couple of years ago at a football team. She wears number 11. She's 5'7". Addie Bousman, 28.5 points per ball game average, 6.5 rebounds per game, and 10 assists per game. Addie Bousman from Twin Lakes. Ball brought in the front court. On the dribble, Cameron Runner working against her is Brianna Dirksen. On the dribble, trying to get the count, picks it back out. Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble it back out top. She'll dish it to Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to hand it off right there to Ella Hickok. Schwederman going to try to get the steal, almost got it. And they're going to call timeout. It's going to be Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry going to take a timeout. I'm not sure he called it. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. He might have wanted it and then didn't decide, but he's going to use it. So 1:50 on the game clock. We're going to see Kennedy Cherry check back in during this 60-second timeout. And we'll go ahead and finish this up after Addie Bousman. She's at number 4 currently in the state of Indiana, 28.5 points per game. Cameron Renner is pretty close there. One game was 27-25. You don't live by stats, but they're good for me to mention. And I'll go ahead and mention it. Number 5, state of Indiana. This is my last one I got listed. She wears number 2. She's a senior. Allie Harness. Allie Harness, she's from Flora, Indiana. That's where Carroll High School is. Carroll Cougars. And we'll mention Carroll Cougars. Going to host the boys scrimmage. I think that's next week. Tipton will be there at Carroll High School. I may be there also. We'll also mention 5'8", Allie Harness. 28 points per game average. 6 rebounds per game average. 7 assists per game average. And she averages 8 steals per game. Wow. Allie Harness. She's going to be brought in. Brought in by Hallie Sheridan. Slightly through the backcourt. Cameron Runner. 1:45 left. Hamilton Heights in the front court with a 4-point advantage. 43-39. Going to be a reach-in by Dirksen. Dirksen didn't want to commit the foul. You could just see it by her mannerisms. So 32. Dirksen, that's Brianna Dirksen, going to pick up her second foul. Team foul number 4. Taking a breather for Coach Sherry McIntyre is number 24, Bella Denton. On top of the basketball in the corner, opposite of the scores bench. She'll bring it back out. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll cross over. She'll work at that elbow right side. Kick it back out. It's number 3, Katie Brown. And Brown going to be guarded tightly by Sophie Saxman. Saxman going to commit the foul. And that's going to be the 5th foul here in the 4th quarter. So 2 shots are going to be shot. Hamilton Heights, Katie Brown, she's at the stripe. The other lady Huskies are back behind her. First shot is good. 4 on the lane for Jake County. Cassidy Schakel back in the game. Kennedy Cherry going to take a breather. Katie Brown entered this ball game 1 for 1, 100%. And she still got 100% on the season. I think she's 3 for 3. 1:20 on the game clock. Going to work it back in as outside the paint. Tipped off and picked up off the glass. 2-point bucket. Jay County, number 10, Sophie Saxman. 45-41. going to be a foul whistle at midcourt. Trying to stop the clock and stop the ball. That's number 12, Hallie Schwederman, 5 foot 8-inch freshman. She plays like a junior. 1:09 on the game clock. Get ready to check back in after the first shot will be Kennedy Cherry. She's at the scorer's bench. So that foul whistled on Schwederman. She has two. First shot in the air. Good. Ella Hickok. He gets congratulatory from Katie Brown. Cassie Schakel going to take a breather. She'll set down. Kennedy Cherry back in the ballgame. 1:09 on the game clock. 46-41 and now 47-41. Maybe Huskies by six. 1:06 left. Fourth quarter on the dribble. Out top on the dribble. We're going to back in. Schwederman, underhanded two-shot layup wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. She'll dish it off in the backcourt right there. The number 10, Cameron Runner. Cross-court pass, Ella Hickok. And Schwederman going to have to give one more of her fouls here in the ballgame. She's got three. Had to stop the clock. Schwederman knew it. Coach McIntyre probably asked her to do so. So we go to the foul line again. Ella Hickok. She'll fly the first one. It's good. 52.8 seconds left. 48-41. Second shot. We'll take a couple dribbles. Maybe three. Second shot on the way. Ella Hickok got that one also. 49-41. An 8-point advantage. To the front court. Dirksen. The pass at the left side behind the arc. Crossover dribble. Out top, guarding her well is Ella Hickok. Schwederman going to pop a shot. Left elbow wouldn't go. Short off the mark. Might have been deflected. Picked up on the rebound by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble it to the sideline. She'll be double-teamed. Going to be a steal. Cameron Runner gets the ball back. It's going to be simultaneous possession. So a steal from Runner, and Runner gets the ball back. And locking her back up is Brianna Dirksen. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Huskies. 31.1 left. There's going to be a whistle. Whistle on the floor. It's going to be timeout called. Full 60-second timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry, he may be close to his final timeout. He's going to call a timeout with 30.1 left. And we do thank you for tuning in. And on a Saturday night, basketball prime time for the Lady Huskies and the Lady Patriots. We'll also mention the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. At the Hamilton County Reporter, you do not have to live in Hamilton County, Indiana, to get the Hamilton County Reporter. You can live in another state. You can keep up to date with high school sports. Say, why, it'd be great if I lived in another state and I knew where to contact. If I knew I needed to contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, his cell phone number is 765-585-9519. 765-585-9519. Talk to Isaac Taylor. They'll hook you up with the Hamilton County Reporter. You'll be glad you did. 27 seconds left. There'll be a foul in the backcourt. Schwederman going to pick up her fourth foul. Schwederman's definitely a team player. She's given up three fouls, and I'd estimate in the last minute and a half of clock time. And back to the stripe, going to be Ella Hickok. First shot on the way, got the first. 26.6 left here in the fourth quarter, 50-41. It was a four-point game not long ago. Second shot good. That foul situation, you got to put them on the line. It's a difficult way to go, but sometimes it's good. We're going to back the other direction. Off the glass, Schwederman, south going to go, rebound out there. Cameron Runner to the front court. Going to whistle a foul. Cameron Runner crossing the timeline. Going to come up a little bit, Jimmy, but she's okay. And it's going to be a foul whistle. And it's going to be whistled on number 5. Molly Mullenkamp, she's going to take a breather. She'll set down with her fifth foul. 13.6 left. She'll set down until Tuesday. They'll have Oak Hill. The Lady Golden Eagles will be at Jay County. So she'll start again on that day, I'm quite sure. So at the free throw line is Cameron Runner, 13.6 left. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner going to have one more. 52-41. 13.6. All the other Huskies are in the backcourt except for Ella and Katie. Second shot good. Katie, should say Cameron Runner has missed one shot in probably 30 attempts this season. We're going to see the front court tipped away. Going to be stolen by Katie Brown. 7 seconds left. Lady Huskies do not have to bring it to the front court, but Cameron Runner will. She'll stop in the front court, hold the basketball, hand it to the official. So final score here tonight on a Saturday night. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 53. Jay County, Lady Patriots, 41. And we'll mention Jay County, Lady Patriots, as mentioned, Coach Sherry McIntyre, and the Jay County Lady Patriots will host on Tuesday, that's this coming Tuesday, the 14th, in the house that night at Jay County will be Oak Hill, the Lady Golden Eagles, 6 o'clock and at 7:30. And Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, Coach Keegan Cherry, also this coming Tuesday, the 14th, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be at Galen Catholic, the Lady Golden Eagles, 6 o'clock, 7:30. Last time Put Me in Sports, we'll be there again Tuesday. Last time Put Me in Sports was there. Lady Huskies, I think, first half had 4 points. Lady Huskies came back, made it a game, but we'll hope they do better than 4 points first half on Tuesday. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife for sound check. We hope you'll tune in tomorrow morning, 9:30 kickoff, at 6 hours difference. Frankfurt, Germany, the Indianapolis Colts will be the visitors, and the New England Patriots will be the home team, and that starts 9:30 tomorrow. If you want to go to church, be there. If you want to go to church and hurry back. But anyway, the Colts are going to play basically a primetime game, and we hope you'll tune in. And at 8:30 tomorrow morning on Fox 59, they'll have a little bit of a pregame if you want to tune in there. So, again, thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk to Mr. Richie Hall. Richie Hall is Hamilton County Hall of Fame editor and reporter. Richie Hall, it's nice to see you here.
Well, thanks, Adrian. Nice to be here.
I know what?
The best playing such a historic night, too.
Historic indeed. Talk about Cameron Runner. What did you write about in the paper?
Well, first of all, the fact that she broke the record, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Also, the fact that, you know, she managed to do this all despite having her foul trouble today. I know it's probably a very frustrating game for her, but then she came back and made free throws and helped Hamilton Heights clinch the game. So, you know, it's a pretty nice effort.
Absolutely. I got to mention, you cover a lot of Hamilton County schools. How do you make it to so many?
I just put together a schedule and just go where I need to go. Like, my goal, I was just telling someone, my goal is to make sure I get to see each team once, at least during the season. So that's what I'm doing with the girls right now, and of course I'll be doing that with the boys once they start.
Hall of Fame editor, so what sports fan, Stu Clampett, probably happy to have you.
Yes, he is.
I know that.
Oh, yeah, he is.
We're going to go there and take some pictures with Mom and Dad and Cameron.
Yep. Yeah, I am. And we should be able to get that in the paper on Monday.
That's great. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, AJ.